thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at KERA.org.
In the basement of Dallas City Hall, about 15 representatives from various departments are working with emergency management specialist Raymond Rivas.
And those departments range from our Transportation and Public Works, our Floodplain Division. We have folks from our Streets Department, which are over the Flood Control Division. They're the ones that monitor the levee status and river levels. We have people from police if we need to evacuate. They're developing traffic plans on what we might need to use as far as roadways to get out. We have folks from our Parks and Rec Division that would open up community centers as, I guess, shelters, if you will, as well as we have our office staff, Office of Emergency Management, bringing everybody and trying to make a coordinated effort from all these different departments.
The Trinity River is swollen but still has capacity for water from Lake Louisville, Lake Grapevine, and Lake Ray Roberts, according to Emergency Management Director Kenny Shaw.
We just found out that the Corps of Engineers is going to release some water out of the big lakes up north, so the flow of the river is going to get even higher than it is now. We're at 39 feet, and it has to get to 62 feet, which in river talk is a major, major influx. We're not going to see that kind of thing unless something just really extraordinary happens. So we don't expect it to crest.
The Dallas neighborhoods of Cadillac Heights and Lamar Franklin are at highest risk for flooding. The city is urging citizens to follow guidelines from the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, where Jason Dunn is a meteorologist.
We have issued numerous flash flood warnings for the heavy rain. We see it all the time, and it's very frustrating to watch kids playing in creeks and streams. And parents out there, you have to keep an eye on the kids. Don't let them go near those flooded ditches and streams and creeks. And then for the parents, don't drive through flooded roadways. Those are the two biggest things that can prevent a lot of tragedy and events like this.
In Denton, which was declared a federal disaster area following flooding earlier this year, emergency manager Mike Penaluna is prepared.
We have what we call a level 4 alert issued, and that basically puts our high water scouts on alert and standby, and our swift water rescue team through the Denton Fire Department on standby. So if additional rainfall occurs, they go to assigned areas in the city, problem areas that typically flood, and put out barricades, make sure that automatic gates are down, and if anyone does get stranded or proceeds into high water, then our high water rescue team goes into action and makes rescues as needed.
Although the flooding in North Texas is not as bad as it has been in the Hill Country, Petaluma says there are contingency plans in place.
If something should happen and we have to evacuate neighborhoods or low-lying areas for flooding, then we'll coordinate with the Red Cross to open a shelter and meet their immediate needs until it's safe to return home.
Right now, that possibility seems remote. Most important is that citizens, quote, turn around, don't drown, by avoiding flooded areas rather than trying to get through them. For KERA, I'm Catherine Cuellar.